Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Well, Mayor, City Commission has another meeting, and this time you're finalizing the budget, setting the tax rate, all those sorts of things. So where do we, let's start there with the budget. What was the budget, and what is the budget for the city for next year?
Well, the budget, it totals up to $9 million for next year. Of course, a good bit of that is relative to capital projects, the big constructions that we're expecting. On that note, just right quickly, this morning, about 8:30, I got an email from Texas Water Development Board finally giving us the okay on the water project. We've been waiting for 3 months for that letter, so we will start working on that one quickly. We're very anxious to get moving.
Again, the gist of the water project is?
The gist of the water project is to put in, to collect the water from four of our primary wells, run it through a system that takes out all the radium and any other impurities, and then mix it with the other two wells so that we are providing water that is well below the EPA standards. So that it'll take a while to get it all built, but we will be moving forward, thank goodness. So that was good. The budget did certainly pass. We had one commissioner, Annette Thomas, who had surgery a week ago and was unable to attend, did not feel like she could handle the full Zoom meeting either, so we just had the three commissioners plus myself, but it did pass unanimously. We've been discussing it for months and had several workshops on it. So it does, it is a positive budget. Most every department that generates some income is in a positive position. So there's always departments that don't generate any kind of streets, parks. Parks generates a little bit, but never enough to cover all the expenses and animal control. But the utility fund, the utility budget is all in a positive position and is in good shape.
So, and the tax rate?
The tax rate, we went with the no new tax rate. They used to call it the effective tax rate. It's the rate that does not increase the collection rate of the city, the collection amount of the city. So everybody's taxes, in essence, go down. Now, appraisals have been shifted too, so I'm not sure that anybody will see a lot of change. Tax rate that it was approved is 16.5802 cents per $100 valuation. It is one of the lower tax rates we've had in the city, so I think that's good for citizens. And we've adjusted other incomes to make up any shortfall we might have there, because the city taxes don't pay. We are anticipating $277,000 in property taxes next year out of a $9 million budget. So, not a lot. Then we also adjusted one other thing. Effective November 1st, we're going to adjust the garbage rates. With the new landfill coming in, we finally have all the costs on that, both the payback on the loan plus all the operational costs. We're going to go up $2 a month for each residence and commercial location, an equivalent amount on the dumpsters, and a little higher rate for the county residents going into the landfill across the scale. So that's all done so that the landfill, the entire solid waste department, is on a positive, again, not a lot. I think the expenses there are $601,000, and the income is projected to be $610,000. But so what we're looking for is a good break-even there. So I think that's good, starting a new project there. We did have an investment report. There's a few changes. Of course, we received, since the last investment report, the funding from the certificates of obligation, the money that we were using to build the landfill and setting aside to replace the lift station on Smith Street. So right now we have considerably more money in our investments than normal, and I want to be sure that everybody had a complete set of that in the commission, as well as one change that we're looking at. It'll be in the October agenda, but we're looking at transferring the fireman's pension plan to the fire department. The city has operated it, managed it for a number of years, but The firemen themselves have gotten organized in a manner that I feel very comfortable. They can handle it. It's not a huge, there's about six or seven individuals that receive payments. It's in the range of a little less than $20,000 in CD. And the city has committed to continue including some of the funding for that in our regular budget. That'll be part of the ordinance to make that change. So that's a good change. And I needed to make sure that everybody saw that coming. So other than that, there was a quick agreement on a contract for the joint election services for the city and the county. With this election November 3rd, there are a number of coordinated issues that need to be identified and make sure everybody's aware of them. We've talked it out. Everybody's agreed. We just needed to have the contract.
The election will involve a mayor and two places on the city commission, which is an unusual turn of events.
Yes, indeed. In fact, that's where we're going. I have, of course, I think I've said many times now, I've determined to retire. So there are two candidates, both very qualified to serve as mayor. So that's good. Two of the incumbent commissioners are running, and both of them have opponents there. And I've said several times, I think any person on the ballot for the city is qualified and will do a good job. I have no qualms about that. I think they're all good. So I think this will be a good election. I've encouraged them to go ahead and start putting the signs back up and do the campaigning. So we've got early voting starts October 13th. Pardon me, 13th. So keep that in mind. I'm encouraging everybody to vote early. All of our voting will be in conjunction with the county. So our early voting will be at the county courthouse. Our the election day will be in the four precincts of the county, and we will have a city election judge at each precinct to be sure that people get the right ballots. Okay. So we've worked all that out. That's part of what that contract all was. So. Okay. And we quickly nominated a couple of people for the Mason County Appraisal District Board. It's actually Mason Central Appraisal District Board. Same initials. Changed one word. But that is kind of a standard thing. We'll have a vote on that in October. And then we talked a little bit about the nuisance ordinance. It's an older ordinance. Was passed over 10 years ago. There are some concerns about parts of it. It does fit the local government code. That's where it came from. But there's some questions about how we want to enforce it and make that happen as far as cleaning and providing incentives more than restrictions. That's kind of the direction. Yeah. There was some discussion, no real direction, and the commission kind of decided they wanted to have a workshop on that, which I am proposing ought to wait until after the election. That puts it into the time frame of holiday season, so I'm not sure exactly what schedule that be. And I'll let the new mayor make those decisions. So, and other than that, we had the consent agenda. Everything there was pretty straightforward. We're moving forward with the landfill. There are still a few issues to be completed. The fencing around it, the scale house is being built. It started this week. We have a new truck to handle the large dumpsters that we'll be using for citizens drop off. That's going to be picked up in Houston next week. So several things going forward. We will look for, I don't think it's scheduled yet, but look for an inspection from DCEQ in the next 30, 45 days and be ready to open by sometime probably November or December at the latest.
Amazing.
It's gone right along real quick, and I'm very pleased with how that's worked out. It's going to be a very nice facility. I think citizens will be very impressed with how we've got it done. So that's kind of everything that's going on right now in the city.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.